probeer het aan kwart te doen. Dus probeer ik het er aan als ik voor jou en wat is er een time on?
Good morning. Okay, last week we discussed the halachas of Kiddush, the different minhagim in when making Kiddush. Today I'd like to move on to the dinim of Suda Shabbos, where there's a mitzvah, and according to some Rishonim, it's not just the Midas Chasidus, and some Rishonim it's not just the mitzvah Drabanan, but there are those Rishonim that learn that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah. Or at least, it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu to have three sudas on Shabbos. The Gemara brings down a smichus. The Gemara brings down a smach in the Torah that's based on, it says, chluah yoim, three times. It uses the word of eating today, which teaches us that there's a mitzvah to eat three sudas on Shabbos. And the Shruah brings down the chazal that says that someone who's makvid on this, he'll receive tremendous schar for being mekayim the mitzvah of eating three seudas on Shabbos. Shmuel's lashon is says kol mekayim shalosh seudas b'Shabbos nitzol b'shalosh paranias. He'll be saved from three types of punishments. Mechevle shel Mashiach, before Mashiach comes, it's going to be a very very tough tkufa, which we see already. Midina shel Gehenim. And from his din of Gehenim, umilchem is goygo magog, which is also brought down svarim to be very tough to tkufa during the mecham of goygo magog. But one who eats the three sudas of Shabbos will save him from that. Says brings down the smichas of the pasuk. So, like I said, some learn that it goes back all the way to Takan from Moshe Rabbeinu to eat these seudas. What's included in the suda? So we have the first din is one needs to eat pas, needs to wash on bread. How much bread? So the share that's given is a kibetza, or a little more than a kibetza. Kibetza is two kazaisim. A kazais is, if you take the bread and put it into like a small matchbox, that's one kazais. Two of those is the share of a kibetza. So the lechatchila, once you eat a kibetza or drop more than a kibetza of bread by each suda, b'dievet, if he only ate a kazais, he's yaita the suda also. Because with a kazais would be enough. But it's again lechatchila to eat more than that. By shalshudis, we're a little more makel. Someone who's not hungry to eat, it's hard for him to eat, to wash and eat bread. Even though lechatchila one should be achacham ein of bereishis, someone should look ahead of himself and see that if he's going to fill himself up in the morning suda, which is extending late, especially in the winter, we end the morning suda late. So know to leave room to be able to eat the third suda bread. But if someone did not do that, now it's hard for him to eat bread, so he can be mekel and eat mezainis. If he doesn't have mezainis, so it's hard for him to eat mezainis, so then he can be mekayim in our fruit. There is a sheet out there also, he can be mekayim shalashiz with a shtikl teira. But Reb Chaim used to say that a shtikl teira, so you can shlug up. So if you shlug up the shtikl teira, you lost your shalashiz. A good piece of cake, you can't shlug up. So you're taking a chance. Reb Chaim Briska. Chaim Briska. Okay. So we get to the Mechaber brings down all these different shittas of what one could be mekayim by shal shudis. But the other two sudis, one should make sure to wash and eat bread by them. We find also there's a special inyan that on Shabbos to have something which is warm, which is hot. And the Mishruah brings down the Rishonim, the Baal Ma'ar, who at the end of Simon Rishon and Zion, was Mayrach on this, that there were tzedukim that used to say that from the Pasuk like Sevaru Eishmash V'Sechem means can't have any fire burning. So they would sit in the cold, they would eat cold food on Shabbos. But we want to show that we believe in Chazal. The Chazal explained the Pasuk just that it does not mean that you can't have a fire burning. You can't make a fire, you can't light a fire on Shabbos. But to have a fire burning, you're allowed to. So therefore, it's a special inyan of eating something hot and warm. And that's the inyan of a chalent, something which is warm, it's hot. If someone doesn't have a chalent, or cannot eat a chalent, at least have a hot cup of water. something hot, and that's what the Ramah brings out. Umitzvah lahatzman l'shabbos, the special mitzvah to put away, to lahatzman, to insulate the food, to keep it warm. K'dei sheyoichol chamim mishabbos, k'zeu mikovid v'oynik shabbos. It's also kovid v'oynik. V'chol sheinei mamim b'divrei chachamim, v'oysa achilas chamim shabbos, chayshin Hashem apikorsu. And the Mishmaru goes on by Arichas over here. About how important it is, and then he ends off with the Balmar. He says, "Tzarich lahazmin levash or lahatzmin or laaneges hashavis or lahashmin good food." Someone who does that, who are maimin, v'zeicha lekeitz hayomin, will be zeicha to the days of Mashiach. The Gemara Megillah, the Yud Beis, tells us Yud Beis on Beis on the pasuk over there, "Bayoyim hashvi ketoyv hamelech biyayin." So Bayoyim hashvi, when the lave of the melech was toiv b'yayin, and the whole ma'is with Vashti took place, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yom Hashvi Shabbos Hayom." Shabbos. So the Gemara says something very, very special. It says, "She Yisrael oichlim v'shoisim." Yisrael know how to eat and drink. Maschilim b'divrei Torah v'divrei Tishbachos, and they begin with Torah, divrei Torah, and divrei Tishbachos, praise of Hashem. Aval akom she oichlim v'shoisim. They talk about nothingness. A Jewish Shabbos table is a table where we're oichlim v'shoisim, we're able to make alachayim, but still be able to speak in divrei Torah and say divrei Tishbachos. And this is one of the makaris to zmiris by the Suda, the Rishonim, the Sefer Keach brings down, Sefer Chassidim bring down the Indian of Zmiris, of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing and to praise the Rabbanu Shalom with Zmiris. That's why Shabbos morning also, we add more Mizmairim to Psukei de Zimra, because Shabbos is a day of Mizmairim, of Zemer. So we add more Mizmairim to it. The Yavit speaks of it first. Min Hagenu L'Shoirer L'Ranein by the Sudas of Shabbos. So that's what makes the Shabbos Suda Shabbos Suda. There's also different minhagim. The Gemara brings down that one should have salt on the table when they make hamotzi, to dip the bread into the salt, and some have the minig that on Shabbos the Chesem Seifa, either he would put the salt on the table but not dip the bread into it, or some say he didn't bring the salt to the table. But there are different reasons for this minig of salt on the table. One of the reasons is because a shulchan is daima to a mizbeach. Your table is a mizbeach. And the Bible says, "Akol kabanecha takrev melach." With all your kabanes, you bring melach. So eating at the table is akravis a carbon. You bring a carbon. So with the carbon has to come melach, salt. But on Shabbos, we don't bring kabanes. So then, there are those that were not to put salt on the table, but again, the general minig, everyone follows their minig, and if they to have salt. If let's say someone was not mekayim the Suda Friday night, for whatever reason he wasn't well, or he wasn't able to, so then Shabbos day he has to eat three Sudas. He has to make sure to have three Sudas Shabbos day. We also say covered Shabbos. Covet of Suda Shabbos is odif me. The covet Suda Shachris is odif from covet Suda's Lal Shabbos. Therefore, someone has something special for Shabbos and they can eat at one of the meals. Midin, it's the Shulchan Aruch brings down Reishayin Aleph that one should save it for Shabbos morning, even though it seems like the meaning is that many times it seems like that. The more hush of Suda is Friday night, but if you have such a thing that is something which is special to you and you can leave it for Shabbos day, there's the Indian of Kovid Shabbos day, which is more. I just want to end off with just a few halachas negate to Shal Shudas for the third Suda. Number one, like we mentioned before, that if someone is not up to being mekayim with bread, so you can mekayim with zaynis or with fruit. When does the Zman of Suda Shlisha start? When does the third the Zman start? So Shulchan Aruch says from the sixth and a half hour, which is a half an hour after Chatzos. L'chadchila, a person should have mincha before he eats Swedish dishes. L'chadchila, according to Ari, and not yoitz even b'di'evit if he ate before he daven mincha. But Rabbi Allah, it's an Indian of l'chadchila, and one should have mincha before. By the third Suda, the general minig is not to make Kiddush, even though there's a Rambam that smashed to make Kiddush, and because of that, many people have the minig to drink a cup of wine, or grape juice by Shal Shuddis to make a bracha on Yayin, just al tzikim of this Rambam. I don't know if anyone here has that minig, but there are those that have that minig. And also by Shal Shuddis, the same halacha of Lecha Mishnah, which we'll discuss more next week, the dinim of Lecha Mishnah. Women also chayiv in the three Suddis. L'chadchila, someone should start Shal Shuddis before Shkia. L'chadchila, b'dievet, he has Bein HaShemashayit, which is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. And the Emma says that as long as it's Shabbos by you, if you didn't do it then, you could still start Shal Shuddis also. But one should definitely try, at least that should be within the 13 and a half minutes after Shabbos. Those are the... After Shkia, I meant. I'm sorry. Once it's after Shabbos, it's too late. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Any questions?